closed doors. That's the way that we've liked it. We recognize we're still in the same situation, but all we can do is go out and play well, and that's what our group's focused on.
So what's it feel like? Almost a waiting?
No, there's, don't even think about it. Oh. It's, you get into the season, you got lots to think about as a player, as a coach. You got way more to think about than ownership situation. You got to try to find a way to win hockey games.
Dave, you just talk about, obviously, Shane Doan's return here tonight and just what he brings to your club each and every day.
Well, first and foremost, he's our leader of our team. He's one of the best captains I've ever been around in the NHL. Leads through example. His personality on and off the ice are just outstanding. He has a soft spot for Winnipeg. His career started here, but he's come down and he's put a lot of time and effort into trying to make our organization a viable organization down there. So I'm sure he'll have some emotions coming back, but like right now, he's a great example of our players focusing on what we have to do to be a good team. And we've had a pretty good start to the season. We know we have to get better, and once the puck drops tonight, he'll be like everybody else. It's just game on.
Will you have Kyle Turris in the lineup?
He's available for selection. I'm not sure if he'll be in yet tonight.
Dave, how hard is it to teach organizations that winning is? That's what Winnipeg's going through, and Phoenix went through it, but you seem to have these guys believing in the system and starting to win. How hard is that to do with an organization?
Well, it's hard to win in this league. It's a very good league, and every team is striving for the same thing, to win every night. But our group has been pretty good, and I just touched on Shane Doan. Our leadership of our players has really bought into how we have to play to be successful. As a coach, you come in, you kind of figure out the parts you have and figure out a plan for success. And I was fortunate coming in that our players really bought into that and continue to buy into it. The basic premise of us is we know we all have to play well together or we're not going to win. And our players have bought into that. They rely on each other to do the job, and you go out and you can usually find some results.
Changing the culture of a team is not easy. It takes time.
It takes time. It takes time. It's anybody that just goes in and says they're going to flip a switch and change the mindset of a big group of people is that wouldn't be right. So, it takes time, and it takes usually there's some successes you can build off and some downtimes you can build off, and you try to learn from your mistakes and accentuate the positive. So we do that a lot around here.
Has the start for Mike Smith surprised you at all?
Not a bit, no. I like Schmitty. We had him in Dallas. When we traded him because we didn't think we could keep him. We knew he was going to be a number one goaltender. He went to Tampa. Things didn't work out as well as he would have liked there, but this summer when Brzgalov decided to move on, we knew he was a good option for us. Come in, he's worked very well with Sean Burke. He's come in, and when a goaltender comes in, they have to earn the trust of the players in front of them, and then the players in front of them have to trust the goaltender, and you've seen that come to the forefront here. He's played very well for us. He's a great guy in the locker room. He's been a big part of our team.
Having won the last two games coming in tonight, what do you like most about the way your team's playing here lately?
I like that we played a real good team game the last couple of games. We defended well. Our players, our role players have played well. Our goaltending's been sharp. Our top two lines have been real strong in the last couple of games. So it's just been a good team effort. It's kind of, when we play well, that's the one thing you can say all the time. You feel like you're getting contributions right throughout your lineup.
So Winnipeg teams had trouble getting over the hump here. What do you see as to why they're lacking?
Yeah, I got way too much into our team to worry about them. I mean, we played them early in the year. I think they were just getting up and going. From the look at it, they've played better lately, so we'll see what we get tonight.
Dave, another coach was let go last night, and there's three this week. Does that give you...
Tough week for coaches there.
Your thoughts on your... Does it give you pause to think about your own job and the position you're in? That kind
if, of you're, if you're worried about those things, you're worried about all the wrong things. And, it's part of the business. Everybody, you go in and every day there is so much to do in this job that if you're worried about that end of it, you're not doing your job well enough. So I think every coach in the league would tell you that. It's every day you go in there and you try to figure out a plan for success, how you're going to win, how you can get a group moving the right direction, and you know, the ability to do that sometimes works better than others. You know, the coaches that were let go this week are all very good coaches, all, you know, good experience. I've coached against Randy for a long time. He's an excellent coach, So it's part of the business, and I've been through it before. It's just the way it goes sometimes.
Talk about Doan getting his return. Nice for you to come back, being a Prairie boy as well.
Yeah, I got my dad's from Winnipeg. He's lived here in Winnipeg a long time, so I have some family at the game tonight. They're all excited when the team came back to Winnipeg, so it's good reunion for like you say, a Prairie boy.
Hard to get tickets?
No, I got some connections there, actually, so it's all right.
Who's dad pulling for? Is that a dumb question?
Thanks, Dave.
I'm not sure. You'd have to